In just a few minutes on the East Coast, it will be Christmas Eve. And somewhere in the world, there is confusion, there's division about the holiday itself. Should we be observing a Christmas holiday? Is it real? Is it a cult situation? Is it a pagan holiday and we as Christians just tacked on and threw Jesus in the midst and we are observing a pagan holiday? Some ask, is the whole thing a lie? And are we doing a disservice, especially to children and young Christians, by celebrating the birth of Christ on December 25th? Hi, this is Evelyn Bowden. Thank you for joining me. In my eyes, it doesn't matter which day we celebrate, whether it's in December, whether it's in the springtime, whether it's June, whether it's August or October, as some say that it has to be because of the descriptive images that we have surrounding time, especially the time that's having to do with the shepherds and how they were out tending their flock by night. And the argument is that, well, it couldn't have been in the winter time. It could not have been in December because in that area of the world, it would have been too cold. It would have been the rainy season. So if for no other reason than that, it could not have been December 25th. I believe the important thing is that he came. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that he was born and he came for a specific purpose, and that being for our benefit. All the days are his. So it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which day, which time of the year that we choose. What matters most is that he came and the purpose for which he came. Now, there are many reasons the Bible tells us that Jesus came, and I'm just going to outline just a few of them. John 10:10 tells us that he came that we might have life and have it abundantly, far better than we can even imagine. Living a life, a full life, full of joy and strength of mind, body, and spirit. He came to save the sinners, according to 1 Timothy 1:15, and also Hebrews 9:26. John 18:37 tells us that he came to bear witness of the truth, or witness to the truth. He came to preach the gospel, according to Isaiah 61:1-2. The Spirit of the Lord God has taken control of me. The Lord has chosen and sent me to tell the oppressed the good news, to heal the brokenhearted, and to announce freedom for prisoners and captives. This is the year when the Lord God will show kindness to us and punish our enemies, to preach the gospel. He also came to bring peace, to unify us, make us one in the Spirit, bringing us to God by one Spirit. Ephesians 2:14-18. He also came to bring a sword, and this sword will divide us. Matthew 10:34-35. Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Now that seems like a contradiction to him bringing peace in Ephesians 2:14-18, but that's not a contradiction. He was talking about unifying us, giving us one Spirit, and by that one Spirit, we can come into the presence of the Father. When he talks to us about not bringing peace on earth, but bringing a sword, he's talking to those that he chose to bring out of the world. And he says, those he chose out of the world
would be met with conflict, with hatred, and division. The saved humanity versus the lost. Those who despise God's people. The sword of God extending to those nearest to us, our family members, even church leaders who exploit the Bible for their own gain. Don't be divided by days. It doesn't matter because all the days belong to God. And if we choose to worship and remember Him and to celebrate His birthday, all 365 of them, that's fine with Him. The particular day does not matter. What matters most is that He was born and why He came. This is Evelyn Bowdy. Remember, where there are two or three gathered in His name, there He is in the midst. Matthew 18:20. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.